Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Okay.
Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual. <Let's> talk. Hello, everybody. We are back for another Bread and Wine. I am here with my lovely wife, Nicole Hill. How's it going, Nicole?
Going good.
That's good. That's good. We are here for another episode. This is a candid conversation between a husband and a wife about, things that are going on in our lives over the past week in relation to money, relationships, career, etc. And we're back for some more fun. And Nicole...
Do I look like I'm having fun?
She looks like she's having fun, everybody. We just got back from the urgent care. Our son was wrestling with his sister, fell off the bed, cracked his head open, and we thought there'd probably be 3 or 4 stitches that were needed. Lucky enough, paired it up with some glue. I mean, I didn't. A proper medical
in the back of did. A van, like some Elmer's glue.
No. No, right. it's okay. So we're having a rough afternoon, everybody. That. But we're good now. It's Friday. We're gonna have a nice conversation, a little wine, and rock and roll. So what are we talking about this week, Nicole?
This week we're gonna talk about stimmies, and what we're gonna do with it. Because like you recently told me, like, hey. Like we're all of a sudden in July, I think, going to start getting $500 each month just because we have kids.
Yeah. So everybody, the Joe Biden, he just sent us a letter in the mail, and it was very nice of Joe Biden to send some stimulus money. We qualified for this year, and we got that. And evidently, the child, I'm going to say it correctly.
You're going to read it?
I'm going to read it to everybody.
So we don't butcher
it. The American Rescue Plan. This is about the child tax credit, everybody. So the American Rescue Plan included, this is from the USA Today. American Rescue Plan included a temporary increase in the child tax credit for 2021, and it's making advance payments for qualifying families. Previously, the amount was $2,000, and families with little or no tax obligations weren't eligible for the program. Under the latest legislation, the credit increases to $3,000 per child or $3,600 a child under 6. And we got, by this time this happens, we're going to have 2 kids, 7 and older. So we'll be in the $3,000 per child category. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. It also allows 17-year-old children to qualify for the first time. So the credit is paid out in monthly installments. Struggling families could see monthly checks of $250 or $300 per child starting from July.
Per child?
Per child. Dang. To December. So that's $500 for our family. Let's talk about who qualifies. The IRS will use prior year tax returns to determine who qualifies for the higher credit. If a return for 2020 hasn't been filed yet, the agency will rely on 2019 returns. The credit will begin to phase out for those earning more than $75,000 a year or $150,000 for those married and filing jointly. So that's us this year, Darwin.
Sweet.
So with that said, everybody, obviously, this look into this situation specifically for yourself. Don't rely on 2 people talking on the internet to find out if you are qualified for this. Talk to your accountant, talk to your tax person.
But this is like, this is a pro of the FIRE movement, people that are maybe doing FIRE because
that's so true.
Like you have money in the bank, but you aren't currently making over $150 a year potentially,
yes,
which is kind of like, I mean, we've paid off our debt, so we're able to like make the lesser amount. I mean, absolutely. I feel a little bit guilty like taking like some money from the government, but here's my thing. They're giving it to us to help stimulate the economy, and I am ready to stimulate this economy because I want to buy some stuff.
That's right. You do.
and I think that might give you, how does that make you feel when I'm like, hey, we're going to start getting $500? I think I want more clothes for the kids, and I want some, there's been this mirror that I've really wanted, and oh my gosh,
it makes more. It doesn't make me feel great. The clothes for the kids part, I'm down with that. I don't want my son to be walking around with floods on all the time.
He's got some long legs.
He needs some better clothes. You can
see they're pedal pushers for sure. Every single pair of pants.
But okay. more, yeah. I mean, I don't know. The mirrors and the tables and the stuff. It's not. Look at you smiling.
Stimulates.
Stimulates you. Ooh. It stimulates the economy. If we are being good Americans, then yes, buying a mirror from that company or buying the clothes from the company, we are definitely doing our part. But I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we got to save and invest some of it. And
that's not what it's being given to us for.
That's true. Are you doing your American duty by by wanting to buy mirrors?
I am. I'm feeling very patriotic.
There's so many mirrors.
Listen,
there's a mirror everywhere.
Tell me why when you're getting a stimulus check that's supposed to help stimulate the economy, why is it a good idea to invest it and not use it for what it's supposed to be used for? Why? You're a rule follower.
I am a rule. You got me there. That is true. I am a rule follower. I don't know. I think people have the discretion to use the money for whatever they want. That's my first thought. If you have $500 coming your way and you want to put it in your kid's 529 so that they don't have to, worry about paying student debt when they're older, then go for it. That doesn't stimulate the economy. That's that's saving and investing for the future. But I think that's your prerogative. I think because it's got a stimulation. That was going to come out weird. Stimulate. They want to stimulate the economy. It doesn't mean we have to spend it all. I think we could spend a portion of it.
Okay. All right. Well, we did get a tax return, refund. For $10,000. And we had talked about that on a previous show. Yeah. And at the time we were thinking, okay, well, I want to spend it and you want to save it. And what are we going to do? How are we to come to a consensus? Mm-hmm. And I know that I could see the stress on your face the second that I started about wanting to spend it.
I almost don't want to tell you these news things that come out. I'm like, oh, child tax credit. And then I was like, oh, why am I telling her this? She's going to spend it all.
I'm going to find out eventually.
I know. I don't really hide money from you.
Going back to the $10,000 situation, we talked about, how are we going to come to a consensus on this? And I think after our conversation, I could just feel the stress. I could cut through it with a knife in the room. And I think I was of the camp of all right, fine, forget it. It's not worth stressing you out. We have enough. I'm fine if we just go ahead and invest it all. And then you thought about it for a little bit. And then you were like, no, forget it. We'll just spend it all. I'm fine with that. And so I think we both kind of did this you can have it. No, you can have it. And then we ended up, I don't even think we totally talked about it, but, and came to a consensus, but somehow we, did you just put it all in our spend categories? Is that what happened?
We had a conversation and we both want to get a hot tub.
Okay.
And we're going to get a hot tub.
So is that, cause I don't remember the moment that you were we're going to spend it all. Mm-hmm. It was kind of you said, maybe we'll spend it all. And I said, maybe we'll save it all. And I don't remember the come to Jesus moment where you were we're going to spend it all. We didn't. Okay.
I think we've been excited about updating our home. We've been updating the garage, and the garage looks really great, and I think we're both happy about that. And then we are both excited about continuing that update outside, and these hot tubs that we want are kind of expensive. I think it's $10,000.
Okay, so what, so for couples who are one wants to save and one wants to spend, sure. I guess what changed in your mind? Because the second you learned about us getting the stimulus check both times, the $10,000 and then now this $500,000. I think your initial instinct and I don't know whether it's ingrained in you or whether it just is something, a learned behavior, but I think your initial reaction, even though we don't need to save it, we're fine for retirement as it stands now. We are. But I think your initial reaction, even if we had $10 million in retirement, still your initial reaction would be I need to save it. Do you think or no?
Nope.
You don't think it's just an instinct?
I think there's something about investing that makes me feel like I'm taking care of our family, that I'm thinking about the future and making sure that we're going to be set for all possibilities. And that makes me feel good.
Do you think are people hardwired that way?
Maybe. I don't know. I think some people are more hardwired to saving and planning for the future than other people. Absolutely. And you can see that as part of our general society of our American culture. I mean, I think I'm going to butcher the statistics, but I think 50% of them, I'll call it 50% of America doesn't have $1,000 saved up for an emergency. So I know we're not in that category and I'm not worried about, you know, not having enough for an emergency, but as you start to invest and save for things in the future, new dreams and new plans can come up and you're like, wow, I never even thought that was possible. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be great if I had enough money saved and invested where if my wife decided one day, man, I do not want to do this job anymore, we had enough to be like, hey, you got enough in investments to pay you a salary. Mm-hmm. You don't have to work.
Is there Wouldn't a magic cool? number though that like... that if we were at a certain magic number that you would be like, okay, anytime we get more money, I'm fine spending all of it.
I mean, it depends on what spending all of it means. Like, I would like to get a car that for our car that's going to die in 5 years. Mm-hmm. So you're, I don't know if you equate the saving and investing with like this face you make with buying a car in 5 years. Mm-hmm. That's still buying, but you need to save like and invest to get there.
No, I'm fine with that. It's just like this like retirement because I just having two parents that died early, I just don't even, I don't know. I don't think it's a given that we're going to make it to retirement. And if we do, great. And we have, you know, we have, but I guess I just have more of a live for the day. Like, let's enjoy the money today kind of stuff, kind of a feeling. So, because I know that there have to be couples out there like us where one is more of a spender and one is more of a saver. I feel like that's a pretty common dynamic. In the past, you and I have had fights about me wanting to spend, you wanting to save, and we've landed in therapy.
Yep.
And then more recently, we had $10,000 and we talked about spending and saving. I think we both kind of were like ready to give in to the other. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, you decided we'll spend it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I will necessarily like win that argument every time. So what advice do you give us in 3 months from now when we start getting that $500 a month? How are we going to not get into a fight every single time?
I would honestly give the advice to other people as well as us that we should allocate a percentage to any new money that comes into our house in the same fashion that we have any money that comes into our house. So, for example, if we say, hey, we invest 10% of our money, because that's what we do as a family, then we should do that with any new money that comes into our house.
Okay.
If we say, we allocate, you know, 5% for giving to charities and 5% for family and friends and random, then we should do that with our new money that comes into the house too.
Right.
Still, the bulk of it will be spending in entertainment and enjoying. But okay, a portion of it should go to those other things because they're important.
I like that. I think I could get down with that. Like just... doing
because this the investing thing, like if I didn't say, hey, we should invest, I mean, I don't know, how much investing would you be doing? How much saving for retirement would you have done to this point?
Not a lot.
Okay. Well, could you admit that that's a little good that we have some money saved up for retirement? Oh,
I love when you like, yeah, I feel like I'm that typical CEO that walks into the room and is like, hey, I didn't like do anything up until this point, but like, you guys got our retirement fund ready, right? Like,
okay. And I will equally have the same humility and saying that I am also the CEO that walks in and I'm like, I better mess it up because you did it better than I did. What I'm going to say is I really like living here. I like the way you've set it up. I like the decorations that we have. I like the way we feel here. And I'm very appreciative of all the things you've done.
But when you see like the budget, like line items, you're like, we don't need this.
Yeah.
But then like 2 months later, you're like, wow, this is great. We needed this.
Yeah, it depends on what it is. A table the other day, you got like a big table. I'm like, we need another table. We have 400, 500 tables.
You wait until we play cards one day and we need that table in that room for one of the card tables. Yeah. You're going to love it.
I'm glad you don't want any more houses or like another house. That's like one thing I'm like, oh, thank God. Like, we're good here. This is a good house. We like this house. We both like it here. Because if we get a bigger house, we gotta get a lot more mirrors, a lot more tables.
<That's> true. So,
I mean,
spending, saving.
I don't need to invest $500 a month extra.
Okay, all right.
Just like you could probably say,
documented, everybody.
I don't need to invest $500 a month extra from Joe Biden.
If you didn't like have me, like if I died or whatever, if you were married to somebody else who was also a saver, what would your initial instinct be? Would it be to save that whole 500?
Would it be to save it all? Well, I think I would think about goals in general. I know that our car is going to be no more probably in the next couple of years. And we don't have enough money in our car fund to get something that you and I would both be like, this is great. So yeah, I would probably, I might take all 500 of that dollars and
boring
and save it for a car that would be in the future that you wouldn't call boring. You'd be like, hey, listen, I'm really glad that we have this new car. Listen. As you just said with the Acura earlier this year when we got that, you're like, ah, this is awesome. I'm so glad we were able to pay for this with cash, not finance it. And I love it.
True. It's wonderful at the moment. But all of the 500, like you need new shirts. Like
check out this dead ass shirt.
That dead ass shirt's fine, but all of your other shirts have holes in them. And I'm like,
that is not true. They are hidden holes. They are not visible. There's no holes in this.
You need to spend a little bit more.
Back there by the tag.
All right. This is just going to be an ongoing disagreements, and we'll agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. And what's going to end up happening is I will get a little bit of money out of that 500 each month, and then I'm going to have to buy you new shirts with some of it.
And I'll buy some clothes. I do it in chunks. I don't know if there's any other guys out there listening. Do you like clothes shopping every month? Okay, well, if you do, that's awesome. For me, I like to buy clothes like one time a year, like a big bulk of clothes, and be like, I'm done. Because I hate clothes shopping. So my wife likes to go every month for fun because it's fun and it makes her happy to put on some new threads and she smiles and she's like, check out this new shirt. And to her credit, she's quite thrifty with her shopping. I appreciate
TJ
that.
Max,
quite
a bit. TJ Maxx, shout out.
And, but that makes her happy. For me, I find it to be a burden to go clothes shopping. So if I do it, I like to spend like $500 in 1 month and then just be done for like a year. And honestly, since I don't go to the office anymore, I don't have any button downs or khakis or whatever. Like I could just wear t-shirts.
You say khakis like I say budgeting.
Budgeting. Well, the word budget's kind of got some khakis on it, right? Gotta call it like cash flow or something cool. But anyway, we just do things differently. And that's okay. That's okay.
Agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree.
But also,
agree to disagree.
We need to share the budget. So there's one other aspect that I wanted to talk about, which is like, so if we, there's a theory that stimulus checks actually like harm the wealth gap or like make the wealth gap worse because, so let's say a struggling family gets $500, right? A struggling family gets $500, they're going to probably spend all of that $500 on things that they need, you know? This is going to be like clothing, food, maybe paying off a couple of bills, you know, essentials that are, they have to pay at the moment.
Yeah.
Then people that are like a little more, you know, established and aren't, you know, don't necessarily need the $500. Mm-hmm.
They're going to do something like nerdy like investing.
Yeah. I mean, we don't need it, but we qualify.
Sure.
So, yeah, we don't need to buy food with it. And we don't need to buy, you know, essentials with it like, you know, our toiletries.
Sure.
So we do have the option to invest some of it, which mm-hmm. actually could make us wealthier mm-hmm. and then worsen that gap between the non-wealthy and the wealthy. So you being a very responsible, rule-following guy who wants to help people out, yep. how do you reconcile that? Like if we are going to be investing some of this stimulus check that's supposed to go back into the economy, mm-hmm. and then, but then you're saying I want to take some of it and make us wealthier.
I think by us spending it, I don't think that helps the wealth gap either way. It's not like going to, if you go to TJ Maxx, do you think any impoverished people are going to be getting more money based on your spending?
Well, it gives people jobs that work at TJ Maxx. They might need more people to work the registers.
Sure.
And they, and even though it may not necessarily help mm-hmm. the wealth gap, or, you know, it may not make the wealth gap worse. Mm. It doesn't make it, I'm trying to say, basically, if we spend it, mm-hmm. it stays neutral. The wealth gap stays neutral. If we, if we invest, it makes the wealth gap worse.
That's interesting. I'll challenge that and saying if you are going to spend the money and you do necessarily want to help the racial wealth gap, then maybe seek out some minority-owned businesses or Black-owned businesses or Hispanic-owned businesses in our country.
I didn't say the racial wealth gap, but
well, that's
I just
where
said
a lot
the wealth
of
gap. Okay.
I mean, the wealth gap is anyway. Or just seeking out small business owners mm-hmm. And helping them as well. So that could be.
But that requires spending.
I know. I'm saying if you are going to spend, opt for small businesses, mm-hmm. local small businesses, or minority-owned small businesses.
Can TJ Maxx qualify as a small business?
No.
Darn it.
But anyway, yeah. I mean, I don't think that because that there is a wealth gap doesn't mean that you and I as upper middle class individuals doesn't mean that we can't take care of our family for the future. I don't think that by us investing, we're going to be worsening the situation for individuals who are on the lower rung with regard to income and wealth in our country.
Okay.
But to agree. I think there was a point in there where we were like, hey, invest some, give some, mm-hmm. spend some on our kids, spend some on fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to just need a number that I can spend per, you know,
sure.
When we do the
July through December,
I need a number.
Uh-huh.
And then let's call it whatever it is. If it's 200, hey, Nicole, use your discretion, uh-huh. extra 200 on whatever categories you want to add that to with no judgment.
I like it. Or okay. We could say, hey, July, do whatever you want with it. And I say, August, I do whatever I want with it.
Oh, yeah. That's an interesting.
And then,
then we don't have
September,
to.
September, do whatever the hell you want with it, Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
We just swap every month.
Mm. Okay.
What about that?
I don't know. I hope people tell us what they're going to do.
It's interesting.
There have to be other couples out there that.
There are.
Are polar opposites like we are.
Absolutely.
I'd love to know what other people are going to do get into fights.
Of course, Carlos, our main man is here. And Carlos chimes in and he says, I'm going to be paying off some credit card debt with my stimulus. And okay. Carlos, I love that idea.
Of course you do.
Of course I do.
I do too, to be honest.
Carlos is on a mission to eliminate his credit card debt. And I think that's very cool because...
I do too. Because they do not deserve your extra money in interest payments every month.
That's right. That's right.
They're thieves.
Credit cards, that could be super high interest. That could be close to 18%, 19%, 20% interest. And that is not something that you can make in the stock market or... And your savings account.
Knock it out, Carlos.
Knock it out. Every little bit helps. Absolutely. And we appreciate
nice work.
The stimulus money.
Can we just call it stimmies?
Calling it stimmies. Hashtag stimmies. We appreciate it. And it's, I mean, it is one of those situations. Yeah, we've talked about it on the show. We're doing well. Do we need this money? We don't need it. We don't need it, but we're going to use it to stimulate the economy and set ourselves up for a good life. So, and some of it's going to be invested, some of it's going to be saved, and some of it's going to be spent.
Some of it'll be given.
And some we'll give them a little bit back. Absolutely. Absolutely.
The little guilt tax.
Things that we feel passionate about. Of course. It's kind of neat. I think we recently had some nephews and nieces graduating from high school and college, and it's part of our giving is giving big gifts to them so they can have a cool life. And we're excited about that too. So,
all right, key takeaways.
All right, key takeaways. Rock and roll. You want me to start?
Yeah, sure.
Number one, sometimes you just gotta hash it out with your spouse about a certain topic that you completely disagree about, and you find some middle ground. I think the last 20 some odd minutes between Nicole and I think we've found some middle ground, actually, and some ideas that might help us get through this new money. Why is new money a problem for us every time it comes in?
I don't know. It's like not having money is a problem, and then also having extra money is also, it's just money. It's like annoying.
Yeah.
It's very annoying.
Yeah. Well, I think
we can't live without it.
I think since you and I have, you know, I think we just like we set up the percentages or we do an every other month thing. I think that would make things a little happier because, I think that I'm just going to stop there and ask you for number two.
Okay. But number two is if you are a saver, just remember, the point of this money is to stimulate the economy. So, I mean, maybe save a little if you have to, but somehow we do need to we need to keep the machine rolling.
Sure.
I mean, we can't change it. You know, I mean, it's bigger than all of us. Maybe over time we can change it. But as of right now, like that's what the money is intended for.
Sure. So. And then point number three is that you don't have to spend it. If you are in a situation where you want to build up your emergency fund so that you have enough money so that if things don't go well later on this year or next year, we hit another recession, you've got money set aside so you and your family are safe. If you have credit card debt, use that money to crush that credit card debt. If you have not started your investing journey, this could be a great way for you to start it and start to build wealth for your family now and in the future generations. This money that's coming your way could be a blessing to create generational wealth that you've never had for your family ever before. So take that opportunity and think about the future.
Well, these are like closing arguments to a jury.
Yes.
It's like, I'm like, spend, and you're like, safe. Okay. Well, maybe key takeaway four. I know this isn't typical.
Wait, I know what you can do four. There's three. I'm done.
Key takeaway four is I think you can save and spend a little bit.
Okay,
fine. And find a middle ground.
I think that's true.
And just agree to disagree. Cheers, everyone.
And give if you can, too. We're going to do some of that. Absolutely. Anthony, just got to give Anthony a shout out here. He says, me and my wife are pulling it towards our mortgage. We are saving it to pay it off after buying it 3 years ago. Should have it paid off next year. That is insane. You're going to pay off your house in less than 5 years. Anthony, congratulations.
That's great.
I think Nicole, peace of mind. Nicole wants to draw some people into the stream that are going to talk about not saving it. But Anthony, thank you for sharing that with us. Paying off your mortgage in less than 5 years. That's insane.
But can you like take a couple like 100 of that and go out to dinner to like celebrate?
I would agree.
Paying off the mortgage. Like, I would agree. Can it be at least like a little bit of both?
I would agree.
But I love that. I love the paying for that peace of mind. I'm completely on board with that.
But when you get there, when you pay off your mortgage, do something really fun with your family. Spend it. Have a good time.
Because you could die tomorrow, everyone.
That's Nicole's message, everybody. Sorry. You could die tomorrow. And you know what? I'm not teasing you.
In a happy way.
You could. Especially after the years we've just gone through with COVID and everything like that. It makes you reflect on, you know, today.
Yeah.
And tomorrow.
Enjoying
your life. So I think the point is here, child tax credit 2021, find a balance. Don't have to do it all one way. You don't have to do it all the other. Maybe sprinkle in a little bit all the goodness. Everybody's happy. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.